Educating and inspiring voters, we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and as part of our bi-weekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, we've begun a series about getting to know your Washtenaw County government. Today we're talking parks and the county's Natural Area Preservation Program. Joining us to talk about that is the Superintendent of Park Planning and Natural Areas for Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission, Ginny Trocchio. Thanks for joining us, Ginny.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me.
Why don't we begin by explaining what exactly is the Natural Area Preservation Program?
Sure. The Natural Area Preservation Program was established in August of 2000 by the Board of Commissioners through the passage of the Natural Areas Ordinance. And later on that year, it was passed, funded through a millage that was passed overwhelmingly by Washtenaw County voters. And it was renewed then in 2010. It's a 10-year 0.25 mil tax that helps to preserve lands throughout the county.
How do you do that? How do you preserve them? You actually have to purchase them, don't you?
We do that through a couple of different methods. One, we purchase land. So since its inception, we've established 34 nature preserves throughout the county. Those provide nature trails for folks to come in and walk, passive recreation. But we also purchase conservation easements, and those are left in private ownership. But the land is preserved in perpetuity through those conservation easements.
So how is NAPR similar or different than other land preservation programs in the county, such as the Greenbelt that we hear about?
Sure. The county's program is really focused on the preservation of unique natural resources found in the county and really looks at and evaluates the properties through those natural resource protection. While other programs are focused on kind of land use planning or curbing urban sprawl. So NAP works throughout the county, both in rural areas as well as urban fringe areas. But the end result of all these land preservation programs is just that, preserving the ecological integrity throughout the county.
What makes something a unique natural resource?
We're looking for plants that are native to this area, areas that have not been heavily invaded from invasive species. We're looking at different ecosystem types, so looking at what has historically been found here in Washtenaw County and how we can make sure to preserve those different types throughout the county.
And historically, what has been found?
We have prairies, we have oak savanna, lake plain prairie, so we have various different ecosystem types here, and so we're just trying to preserve wetlands and stream corridors and various types.
You're here as part of Get to Know Your County Government. So people listening right now, residents of Washtenaw County, I kind of want to answer the question, what's in it for me? What do they use these properties or lands for? How do they benefit from them?
We do have 34 nature preserves that are open to the public. They provide trail maps, walking trails for people to go and enjoy nature, birding, or just in being outside in nature and enjoying walking around, but also preserving our farms that provide our area with some of the local food that we eat and purchase in our grocery stores. So it's also preserving that kind of economic development piece that's very vital to our county.
I think people think Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, universities and hospitals, but yet there's farmland here that you have preserved. Is there a lot of it?
We've preserved over 2,500 acres of farmland across the county. With our NAP program in total, we've preserved almost 8,000 acres across the county.
It's my understanding that this program in Washtenaw County is relatively unique in the state, perhaps the whole country.
Absolutely. We are kind of one of the national leaders here, given how much focus and public dollars are being spent on land preservation. So we're very fortunate to be able to be at a time when we can preserve our heritage here.
What are the Agricultural Lands Preservation Advisory Committee goals?
Preserving working farmlands, particularly those with prime and unique soils. We're working to put together large blocks of farmland so that farmers can work together and there's still that resources available for them. Supporting the ecological integrity of wildlife on these farms often wildlife habitat and farmland don't necessarily know property boundaries. And there's typically a mix of both active agriculture as well as wetlands and ponds and woodlands on these farms. So we're also providing that wildlife habitat and really just looking at the whole network across the county. And we work a lot with our partners, the Greenbelt, our townships, the local land conservancies, to think about this from a kind of countywide scale.
If a landowner is interested in preserving their land, what is the first step they should take?
So we do have an application process. The application can be found on the county's website. When the landowner submits an application, that's kind of our first step to be able to evaluate the property and sit down with the landowner and determine what the best method is for them to protect their land, finding out what their goals are in preserving the land. And then we have, for our natural areas properties, our advisory committee goes out there and walks the property, does an evaluation of it. Our agricultural lands, we have a really rigorous scoring system that looks at the size of the property, the amount of prime soils that are found on the property. And then we look at all the applications that we receive in a year and kind of rank our priorities for the following year.
I don't know what's prompting this question, but what is the soil like in Washtenaw County?
We have a lot of our farms are, 90 to 100% prime soil. So,
and that's good, right? Prime soil, good.
The USDA, our local Natural Resource Conservation Service, they've designated certain soil types as being locally important or prime soils for agriculture. So that's one of the primary methods that we use for evaluating farms.
What are some of the greatest challenges facing the program?
Some of the challenges, obviously, gathering some support in areas where we have not currently preserved any land. So getting the word out to those landowners that this is a possibility and an option for them. We also have a number of nature preserves that we manage across the county. So those are getting to all of those and managing those can be a challenge at times. With agricultural conservation easements, the trick is always that we have to think about these easements forever. They are in perpetuity. And so drafting them so that they're flexible enough to account for changing agricultural practices in this area, but also making them strict enough that we're still preserving them, that not allowing a lot of development on the site, not allowing a lot of land divisions. And so it really does keep the farmland intact in perpetuity.
Is that a smooth process, or does sometimes people fight you along the way?
These are long negotiations with landowners, and there's a lot of details that go into the conservation easement drafting. And so we want to make sure to get it right, make sure that it's enforceable, but also, like I said, making sure that it's flexible enough for the farmer to be able to change their practices, because what one farmer might be doing, a dairy farm, another farmer down the generations from now might be doing a completely different agricultural practice and may need different types of infrastructure on the farm itself. I always tell landowners this can take a couple of years to get through for the agricultural easement process. So it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot of negotiation. It's a lot of back and forth. We also utilize state and federal grants quite a bit, which can take a long time to go through those process.
Jenny Trocchio is the Superintendent of Park Planning and Natural Areas for Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission. I think we've learned a lot, and that's what this is about in the public interest. Get to know your county government here on 89.1 WEMU. So thanks so much for sharing your information.
Thank you for having me.